Hearing none, thank you, sir. The next committee report is University Healthcare Systems, Dr. Courts. In addition to Tim, Trustee Estrada and Fitzgerald serve on the committee as well. Tim?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met on Thursday, October 29th via video conference at Urbana, Chicago, Springfield, and Rockford. Also present from the board were Trustees Estrada and Fitzgerald. In opening remarks, I mentioned to the committee about the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine's recent stance on the subject of medical marijuana. Excuse me. There are conflicts and incongruities between state and federal laws on this topic, for the most part, the latter being more stringent. SIU has publicly stated that they will not undertake any activity which could be in violation of federal statutes. All trustees on the committee voiced their desire that our university adopt this same approach. Indeed, the College of Pharmacy was approached by a state agency requesting they assay the potency of some cannabis samples. I was informed by VPHA Bowman that a very thorough and helpful review and opinion by Mr. Tom Barrows advised against this. Thus, we declined the offer. We were then briefed on the VCHA search by Chancellor Amoritas. Although a selection had been made, his name could not be released at the date of our committee meeting. I would like to state publicly that the UHS committee extends a warm welcome to Dr. Robert Barish, and we very much look forward to working with him. Hopefully we can soon revisit the issues, among others, of hospital governance structure and building alliances with other healthcare providers in Chicago and throughout the state. One agenda item we did discuss in committee number 20 was that of a purchase recommendation for an expansion of phone answering services through August 2017 for a total of $17.1 million. The company providing this service performance, their performance has been good and helps centralize communications for patients and increases efficiency. Of note is that 58% of those employed by this firm are legally blind or visually impaired. So that's gratifying that we can help these folks out a little bit. Our collaboration highlight was provided by Dr. Brian Cunningham, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, Urbana, Dr. Mark Rosenblatt, Chief of Ophthalmology at Chicago, and Dr. Tom Royston, Head of Bioengineering in Chicago. They discussed the Illinois Ophthalmology Engineering Partnership. This is a great illustration of how the marriage of high-tech science and robust clinical practice can push the frontiers of medical science on such subjects as nanoparticle drug release, improved imaging, and even work on prosthetic retinas. Quite remarkable. On to hospital financials. The good news is that compared to last year, all aspects show an increase in volume. The most pressing facility need is that of increased surgical capabilities. Currently, our operating rooms are functioning at capacity, so there will be a concerted effort in the next few months to expand our ambulatory surgery venues. A notable development on our Medicaid managed care product, UI Health Plus, is that we have entered into a collaborative agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield to help manage these 42,000 covered lives. They will accept the capitation and we will be reimbursed using a fee-for-service model. In my mind, the best part of this is it should help protect us from a worst-case scenario of heavy revenue loss by helping to attenuate any such loss. I must conclude today's report with a troubling development which has been alluded to earlier regarding our Medicaid Trust Fund. As you probably know, the largest segment of our payer mix is Medicaid, which is covered by the state of Illinois. Normally, the state will transfer about $90 million to this fund annually, which is then matched by the federal government. Due to the budget impasse, no money to date has been transferred for fiscal 2016. No state money, so no federal money as well. Our cost to provide care to our Medicaid patients is approximately $14 million per month. Our accounts receivable of greater than 60 days currently stands at $165 million, which is $40 million more than at this time last year. To date, we have not yet had to deny services to a vulnerable population, I might add, or have yet had to furlough employees. But if nothing changes, I suspect this issue will be the main topic of discussion At our next meeting, which, by the way, will be held on Thursday, January 7th at 2:15 p.m. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Very good. Thank you again for helping further understand and position that issue. It's very important.